Under the luggage of broken promises of the ruling Zardari-led democratic government, the Shia mourners have once again gathered in a funeral procession of their loved ones, who fell victim to the deadliest bombings in Abbas town, a neighborhood dominant by Shia Muslims. This is the funeral of the victims who were massacred in the twin blasts that rocked the port city of Karachi on Sunday. They are protesting against the government and the law enforcement agencies who they say have miserably failed to perform their primary duty of providing security to its citizens. The Chief Justice of the Apex Court have once again taken Somoro action, but people here are not hopeful because they believe the deep-rooted problems need comprehensive solutions like a national policy against extremism, a willing government and non-politicized law enforcers.
We need peace, okay? We don't need terrorism. If the government is not able to give us protection, so government resign from their positions.
We want to raise our voice, especially the UN, to take serious action on this and stop these killings immediately. Well, the whole world knows the reality. It must stop, and it must stop once. Otherwise, we are not empty-handed. We are humans, and we have our feelings too. And once we are out, it's very difficult for anyone to control us.
Eyewitnesses claim that it took the city police many hours to reach the incident spot. The other security lapse was witnessed at funeral procession next day near Ancholi, a Shia colony where two more Shia Muslims were killed and at least 14 others were wounded when participants came under heavy fire at Al Asif Square, a stronghold of pro-Taliban militants.
There are two separate entities operating in this country. There is the establishment and there's the government. The establishment is the real power in this country, and the government is helpless actually. And why the establishment is siding with them, it's very open. It's out in the public because they say that they are these banned organizations like Sipahi Sahaba, which is now known as Anjuman Ahle Sunnat Wal Jamaat, ASWJ, the Taliban, the Lashkar-e-Jangvi. All these organizations are known as a strategic asset.
Mr. Ban Ki-moon, I would like to ask a question to you. As far as United Nations head is concerned, where is your sense of humanity? When you talk about the humanity, so are we, aren't we humans? Why you are asleep, why you are silent? You should take some drastic actions to truly and practically ban these outfits in Pakistan.
Violence has escalated against Shia Muslims in different parts of Pakistan in recent months. Shias make up to 20% of Pakistan's population of over 180 million. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.